Hi, this is Barb Morganfield with the Center for Teaching Excellence at SMU, and this is 3-Minute Teaching Tips. Today I'm here with Lynn Stokes, Professor of Statistical Science at SMU. How are you doing, Lynn?
Just fine.
The other day we were talking in the technology learning community, and you were sharing with us an assignment that you thought was particularly useful, and I was hoping that you could share that assignment with us today.
Okay. Okay. It is an introductory statistics course, mostly freshmen and sophomores, that is the gateway to the business school. The assignment is one in a series of assignments that I call warm-ups. I started last semester, making them write a paragraph discussing a problem without numbers. So it's a statistical concept that they have to think about. It's not one that they can find directly in the book, and they have to write a paragraph about it. And I grade it on not entirely on correctness, but on the application of ideas that they've learned in class. Sometimes there isn't a particularly right answer or wrong answer, or maybe there is, but I grade it on how well they make a case for the answer that they give. There's something about making them not think it's a math problem, but making them think it's a discussion problem that makes them think about it a little more deeply.
Okay.
I think, which is what we want. We just want them to understand this.
Have you noticed a difference then in their critical thinking and their level of thinking as a result of these assignments?
I think so. I have been for about 10 years giving a pretest and a post-test on conceptual ideas in statistical literacy. Until about 3 years ago, when I started emphasizing more purposefully concepts rather than computation, and then it went up a little bit more, but then last semester I had a dramatic increase at the end of the semester, and that was the first semester that I actually made them do this writing. So I incorporated writing rather than just more practice on computation. Previous semester I had done everything else the same. I was trying a flipped classroom methodology, except that instead of that writing part, I had a similar little quiz that I made them do before the lecture, but it was objective. And somehow they were so desperate to get it right, I believe, that they just, you know, shared their answers and didn't think about it very much.
Any feedback that you've gotten from students?
I had 3 measures. I had the standardized test, post-test, which was quite a bit higher, a biggest jump by about double, or maybe even triple, than I've ever seen from one semester to another. The exam score was higher by about, out of 200 points, higher by about 5 points. So not a huge amount, but somewhat. On the SLOs, we have 2 SLOs. One is about computation, and one is about interpretation of data. And actually, they were better on both of those this semester by quite a bit, almost comparable to the post-test improvement. So I was pleased that all 3 measures were better.
But all in all, you're happy with it.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Lynn. And this is Barb Morganfield with the 3-Minute Teaching Tips with CTE at SMU.